Blog Talk Radio.
I am so excited to be here today. I didn't have any intro music. I usually, you know, in the past I've had some intro music where, you know, there's some nice cool music and then I come on in, but I think my voice is kind of I've heard it is kind of soothing, so I think it'll do well. Welcome, everyone. I am excited to be here today. Many of you know me who have heard my podcast in the past. I've done a ton of these in the past before, and I love doing them. I, you know, hosted radio in the past as well, but I'm back. It's been a little while. I've been busy, but I think I was calling them the Healthy Dish. And still love that name. So I will call today the Healthy Dish. If you don't know me and it's your first time listening or may know a little bit about me, just give you a little background and I'll get into today's show. Obviously, I'm not going to name drop over here, but I am a celebrity chef who got his start in film and television and music. I'm the nephew of the late legendary Bob Marley. Emmy Award nominated actor, starred in several films with amazing people such as James Woods and Cuba Gooding Jr. And then made my name as a celebrity chef and been on everything from CNN, Dr. Oz, Today Show, you name it. Was diagnosed with diabetes about 7 years, 7.5 years ago, and that's when I kind of made my name known as a diabetes advocate. I walked into a doctor's office after having about a weekend of using the bathroom a little too much and didn't know what it was, and walked out with diabetes, right? But I think the whole process was very terrifying, and I think I walked out so scared, nervous, and uneducated, and I kind of wanted to chronicle that and tell my story. And that story ended up becoming something that has transferred over into an amazing journey of hope, of change, of life. And I've been able to go on for the last couple of years just focusing on educating people with diabetes. It's going to be a short show today. We just finished shooting an amazing show called Reverse that is going to air on Discovery Life this July. I am so excited about that. It is called Reverse. It is about people who are going to change their lives and reverse their lives mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. It's both type 1 and type 2. It's not so much about reversing diabetes as it is about changing one's lifestyle, changing who we are as people, and bringing the best out of us. So we're going to get right into it since it's really short. I've got a young man on the phone. His name is Jerome, who literally, when I tell you, has made us proud. He came into the house, and when I say this man is an inspiration for us all, he truly is. Jerome, are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing?
Good, good. You don't sound too happy, all right? You should be smiling.
I'm smiling.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a pleasure,
I'm doing
Jerome.
Wonderful. I'm doing wonderful, yeah.
Real quick, what did you think when I first, and we'll keep it to about 30-second answers. What did you think when we first brought you on the show or when we first talked to you about the show?
Living in Atlanta with reality TV shows being shot every day, I thought it was going to be something full of drama. And I didn't know until I got into the mix that it was going to be a life-changing experience without all the drama.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, did you really think that you came there to change your life? Because you've totally changed your life now. Did you really think that this was going to affect you like this right now?
Truly, I didn't think so. I still had my reservations. Even when I got on the plane to go to Jamaica, it wasn't until that first night, and I just listened to the ocean and started to feel that this was my change that I needed.
Yeah. And tell us just briefly how exciting was being on Reverse for you?
I still get emotional because I think that this TV show was a lifesaver for me, because if I continue to go down the route that I was going and not taking my diabetes and my health seriously, probably wouldn't be here within 5 to 10 years.
Now, we didn't focus on weight loss, right? We focused on changing one's self. But since you got back from the show, how much weight have you lost?
18 pounds and counting.
Yeah. And you've actually cut back on your insulin, right?
I don't remember when the last time I've taken insulin. Yes, very much so. But my numbers have ranged anywhere between 70 and 138.
Yeah.
So.
And your doctor? What did your doctor tell you?
He's proud of me. He's very proud of me. I also went to my cardiologist. They cut my medications in half, so I know I'm on the right track. I know I'm doing right. And it's not just
once again, this is not about reversing diabetes, you know. It's about giving them the tools that they need to be able to change their life. I'm going to bring somebody else on, a good friend of yours. Like I said, we're on limited time, so we've got to talk fast, but this has got to be one of the most amazing women that I know. She called me today. She was weighing 192, and now, Margie, how much are you weighing right now?
Okay. Hey, Jerome. Hey, Charles.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
how much are you weighing right now?
I'm so happy too. Okay, well, I just wanted to say hello first. No, I can actually tell you that my weight as of today was 167 pounds.
Wow. And Margie was one of the guests on the show who, at first, I remember going to her house and I looked at some footage. She said she doesn't like green leafy vegetables, and then she said she was allergic to green leafy vegetables. And now Margie's sending me pictures with what?
With a lot of vegetables in there. Yes, green became my favorite color now.
Yeah, exercise and pitches yesterday. Margie, real quick, like I said, keep it to 30 seconds because we don't have much time. We're going to bring Felice on here, who is actually using an amazing product that has changed her life, called Afrezza, first inhalable insulin. But what did you think when you first got approached to come to the house?
Actually, I was already tired. Diabetes had actually ended my life as I knew it. And this was a new beginning for me, a new life.
Yeah. Did you really think that you would walk away and be what you are right now? Because Jerome is a full-fledged diabetes advocate, which to me is what this show is about. Because in reality, if we really think about where you guys might be in the next couple of years, if this eye opener didn't happen, you know, I really look at this. I really think about this because I watched some of the footage back and I'm like, if they would have kept going like this, God knows where we really would have been, where they really would be. So did you really think that you would make these changes? Did you think that it would affect you the way it did?
No, exactly. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jerome.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know what? Ahead, actually, I knew that it was going to be an experience, and it was an out for me because I already had reached the max because I lost. I'm losing my sight. And I lost my career that I did for such a long time. And actually, I would see, if this would not have dropped in my lap, I probably would have seen myself being a dialysis patient. So, this definitely, it actually gave me more than what I was expecting.
The amazing thing with this, too, as well, when I thought about this, I mean, because I went back and forth, and I realized, number one, I'm no endocrinologist, I'm no diabetes per se, a doctor or anything like that. But I mean, I said, you know what? What we needed to change was them from within. Because once you change someone from within, you can change almost anything, right? And those things can last forever. You know, having somebody lose weight and run around and be in challenges, that can wear off. But once you change that person inside, it can last forever. I want to bring a friend on who was your house mentor and good friend of mine too as well. Mrs. Felice, how are you, young lady?
I'm thrilled. Can y'all hear me?
Hey, Felice.
Yeah, we can.
Hey.
Now,
oh my God.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this good news with these lovely people here, Felice?
You know, the beauty of it all is I was the alleged mentor, and these guys inspired me. Even though I've had diabetes for many years, you know, you get to a point where you have a situation called diabetes burnout. And just seeing how these guys have progressed and adhered to simple lifestyle changes and the outcomes are amazing. And I'm so proud of you guys. And every time I see you post different things, Jerome, I'm using your recipes, okay? It's just beautiful. And what it shows is the doability of having self-care practices that can save so many lives are going to be saved because of what you guys had the courage to do, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Exactly. Now, Felice, I know you are, and like I said, we're running out of time. It's only a quick show, but
okay.
I want to get it out there. You've been on
sure.
Afrezza, which is the first inhalable insulin, which to me is amazing. When I first heard about it a couple of months ago, I thought it was brilliant. You got on it. And, you know, you're type 1, so, you know, that's a very different situation than what, you know, Jerome and Margie's doing. How has it done for you?
Right.
What has it done for your life so far?
I'm still in shock at the results I'm having from this medication, and I am determined to put the word out about it. Having had type 1 diabetes for 43 years and having tried so many different things that promised good results without having to take the multiple insulin injections all day and being disappointed, you know, it got me so frustrated, and I was on the verge of diabetes burnout. And then this product pops up, and I'm not injecting myself 7 times a day because my diabetes is very difficult to manage. And what I'm finding is that my blood sugars are stabilized. I'm not sticking myself. I only have to take 1 shot right now, which is my long-acting insulin. Afrezza is so easy to use. My blood sugars are stable. I'm not having hypoglycemia. I can carry my little inhaler and my cartridges wherever I go and not be embarrassed about having to take out a needle or whatever, go to the bathroom to take my insulin before I eat. It's just really convenient, but the best thing of all for somebody like me, any type 1 or type 2, I recommend you try this medicine because, you know, being a diabetes educator, a person who's lived with diabetes their whole life and knowing all the highs and lows about this disease, I cannot tell you how thrilled I am, and I feel new again because I was getting
That's
to the
awesome.
Point where I was so frustrated, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, hold on now. So we're running out of time. And you can go to Afrezza.com for that information, Afrezza.com. But, you know, once again, we're going to have a couple more of these shows, and, you know, we're going to bring on some amazing experts that we've had on the show from Dr. Vincent. We're going to have Shaz, our amazing nutritionist and dietitian, on the show, and then some other guests that were on the show, too, as well. Because what we really want to show is that this is a movement. It's really time for us to take back our lives and take back our health. And diabetes can be managed. It can be worked with. We can be inspired. We can give back to those who really need the help. And we do. We're not just a number anymore. So, Reverse, we thank you. Go to the website, reverseedyourhealth.com. Thank you, Jerome. Thank you, Margie. Thank you, Felice.
You're
give
welcome.
A big shout-out to everybody, all right?
Okay.
Yeah,
all
thank
right.
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
And we'll talk
thank you,
soon.
Charles.
So don't forget, go to reverseyourhealth.com for more information about the show that's coming out this July, Discovery Life. It's going to be a game changer, and really that's what the world of diabetes needs. We need something that is going to come along and shock the people. All right, good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.